Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on 91.5 FM WUML. Have you ever wondered how Heidi Klum looks so amazing so shortly after giving birth? Well, Heidi has an amazing trainer, David Kirsch, whom she highly recommends. Quote, if you need to get fit fast, David knows exactly which moves work best for you and what you're trying to accomplish. He even makes working out fun. Well, that sounds great to me. David is a popular guest on American television, appearing as a featured expert on ABC's Extreme Makeover, Today, CNN Headline News, and CNN World News, Access Hollywood, Extra, E! And Style, The View, Fox and Friends, and Fox News Live. He has been prominently featured as an expert in the following publications: Time, Vogue, W, Harper's Bazaar, Elle, Marie Claire, Glamour, Allure, Shape, Fitness, Self, In Style, Cosmopolitan, People, U.S. Weekly, New York Magazine, USA Today, The New York Times, LA Times, Financial Times, New York Post, Daily News, and The New York Times. David's vast knowledge from 20 years of work in sculpting celebrity clientele was put to the test on ABC's Extreme Makeover, where he had to transform contestants' bodies in a limited time frame. His work was so successful and so well received that it inspired him to develop the best-selling book, The Ultimate New York Body Plan. This two-week makeover was a follow-up to his first book, Sound Mind, Sound Body. David later published The Ultimate New York Diet. David has produced a series of videos, David Kirsch's Sound Mind, Sound Body Boot Camp, a 6 weeks transformation program for men and women, David Kirsch's one-on-one training series, and The Ultimate New York Body Plan, a companion to the best-selling book. In 2009, he launched the compilation of his best work, David Kirsch's 7-Day Prescription DVD set. Today, David is here to talk about his latest book, The Butt Book, and will dish secrets on how to stay on track for the holidays. David, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Wow, good morning. Great to be here. Well, that's a very nice intro.
Well, thank you. You know, David, there was actually so much more, but I wouldn't have had time for the interview if I read all the incredible... I'm serious. I was looking at your bio and going, oh my gosh, what am I going to, you know, include? You are really incredible. Now, I'm so thrilled to have you on the program.
Thank you.
And I'd love to start by talking about your latest book, The Butt Book. And I love how you write, quote, here's the thing, I've never come across a butt I couldn't sculpt. I can make them higher, rounder, tighter, larger, and smaller. Now, in fact, you know, some of the women whose backsides you've sculpted, Heidi Klum, Liv Tyler, Naomi Campbell, Linda Evangelista, Anne Hathaway, and more, are pretty impressive. And let me just say, they look pretty darn good. And I know the women out there and the men would like to have, you know, their backsides shaped nicely. David, how did you get started in the fitness industry?
I got started over 20 years ago, closer to 25 years ago. I was a lawyer and not a very happy and healthy one. And was always into fitness and loved working with people and just married the two passions I had. It was a great time, and I took a lot of classes, and so I got educated, and I got to it, and you know, 20 years later, this is what it is. But I think that I was born with a great gift, a really good eye, and the ability to to connect with people, particularly connecting with my female clients, and also to gain their trust pretty quickly. Look, these girls come to me, and I can't take credit for amazing genetics and what God has blessed each one of them with. Mm-hmm. I don't create those. But I help make them feel great, look the best they can look. And if there are imperfections, and let's face it, we all have them, mm-hmm. then they trust me to say, you know what, you look gorgeous, but why don't we focus on the lower part of your butt or the inner thigh or that. And it works. And then we get about to doing it.
Yeah, no, I think that's really important. You know, I've always learned that you can't do, you know, spot treatments. Like you need to, you know, do cardio overall to lose weight. But I was reading an interview that you did online, and you actually said that you can target specific areas. Like you had just mentioned the lower part of the butt or the inner thigh. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Look, my specialty is, I just finished working, and the show is tonight, so I'm very excited about it.
Oh,
Victoria's Secret Runway Show.
Oh.
And they called me in and asked me to do my stuff. They were doing an elimination contest, national contest, to name the final Victoria's Secret angel. So many of them, the regular ones, Heidi and Giselle and Carolina, are either having or have just had babies. Caroline and Heidi have already had them, so they're not going to be in the show. So I got the last five contestants last week in a gym, and for 4 hours assessed them and pummeled them doing my boot camp, and it was great, great fun. Each one individually came into a room. I made them strip down into a bikini, and we assessed. I let them assess their body first. Tell me what you think your strengths are. Great. Tell me what you think your weaknesses are. Okay, now, if you don't mind, I'm going to tell you what I think needs improving. And we zone right in. These girls were all gorgeous, but, you know, maybe the butt wasn't round enough, or maybe it was a little jiggly. I call it the jiggle test.
Oh,
you know, when you're walking down tonight, when they're walking down in front of thousands of eyes,
oh, yeah.
most of them, dirty old men. But, you know, nothing is left of the imagination. So you really need to be pert and perky, firm, confident. Confidence is huge. You know, one of the contests was walking through Grand Central Station, New York City, rush hour in a bikini.
Oh my goodness!
So it was really, you know, really tested their mettle. So that's my specialty, and so I have specific exercises for specific body types.
Okay.
Whether it's somebody like J-Lo or Heidi, you know, more pear-shaped, versus somebody like Ellen Barkin or Liv Tyler. You know, not quite as pear curvy, more, you know, more apple or even green bean, you know, more, almost no curves at all.
Yeah. Now you talk about those four body types. You just mentioned the apple, there's a pear, there's a green bean, and then there's the banana. And the banana is the one where you kind of don't really have much of a butt. And so your pants kind of slide right.
Well, it's interesting. You're different than the green bean. Green bean is sort of like the little boy's body, no hips, no butt. You know, it's very sexy and very appealing. The banana has hips.
Oh, okay.
So from the front, it's like, wow, great curves. And then she turns around, and it's like, okay, who cut off your butt? It's gone.
Where'd
it's
you
not
go?
There. So it's creating that. You know, building something. There's a little bit of a foundation, but creating a butt. What you have, you either don't have enough, or maybe it's a little droopy.
Oh, okay.
I'm rough. I'm honest, but, you know, so girls often, you know, they know I'm in the room. They sort of back out of the room.
Yeah, I'm going to turn around.
Uh-oh.
Actually,
The butt man is here.
Oh, the butt man. I wish I could work with you because I'm sort of in between. I mean, I'm not a string bean. I'm actually pretty well proportioned. I'm thin, but I've got curves. And I've actually got a nice behind, I think. And I do a lot of snowshoeing. And let me just say, at the end of the winter, oh my gosh. But I definitely have like when I turn, there's a butt there. And it's funny because my whole life I was a string bean. And then the last few years, all of a sudden these curves have come. And at first I didn't really like them, but everyone's like, oh my gosh, you look so much better because you have curves, but you're still in good shape. But I definitely could use more work. I got some. I know. I said that to my daughter, and she's five. She cracked up. She's like, "Mommy's got junk in her trunk." I'm like, "Yeah, and you've helped put it there. Let me tell you." But
yeah, but now once you have it,
yes,
you've got to keep it going.
Oh, of course. Otherwise, it's gonna get droopy, right?
It's gonna get droopy, and yeah, not good. You're young, but trust me. We know as we get older,
I know
gravity starts doing stuff. Muscles, you know, start getting a little smaller, maybe not as firm. So it's really, really important to focus in on specific moves for your body type.
Okay, so let's talk about that. So let's say somebody has more of a J-Lo, and that's more of was that the pear shape? Or that was...
Yeah,
yes.
Woody-licious.
I think women...
I love curves.
I do, too. I think our society is obsessed with women looking like string beans. I mean, like, naturally that way. Yeah, that's true. I think curves are more fashionable now.
Curves are back. J-Lo helped. Heidi helped. Yeah. Tyra Banks helped.
Oh, Tyra's gorgeous.
Gorgeous. You know, she's got butt.
Yeah, I like that.
Beyonce.
That's true. Yeah, it is nice. It is nice. Now, what type of exercises are best to help make that the best butt that it can be?
All right, the thing you want to stay away from are exercises that are going to build the butt. You got it. You don't need to build it. You don't need to do traditional squats.
Okay.
So I would open up the stance wide, sort of second position, dancer's position, mm-hmm. working on the inner thighs, working on the lower part of the butt. The lower part, because you've already got it, so you want to make sure the foundation is firm so it doesn't droop.
I see. Okay. And then if you have the pear shape, that's where, I mean, the apple shape is more where you carry weight like in your tummy area and your legs tend to be thinner. Is that?
Yes. Yes. But again, the apple doesn't necessarily mean you don't have a butt, but you want to make sure that the exercises you do in combination with cardio.
Okay.
Apple, the perfect cardio to me would be either jump rope or rowing machine. You want to make sure that you don't have any back fat.
Back fat is tough.
Yeah, rear boobs. Not good.
No, what is up with that? Like, that's something that, you know, and I'm very honest on my show, and that's something that even though I'm thin, I've struggled with that. It's like the bra bulge. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I can't. You've got to come and help me.
The third or fourth breast. It's not good.
No, it's not good.
But it's very easy. Okay. Like, if you have no problems with your knees and your back, jump rope is so cheap and so easy. The thing about all of my stuff, you got to make it fun. You have to make it accessible. You've got a five-year-old daughter.
Yes.
Get out there and jump rope with her.
Yes.
Get out and hula hoop with her.
Yeah, I have a hula hoop. Yep.
You know, mm-hmm. the new craze. Michelle Obama was on the cover of USA Today. That's it. You know, it's all about the hula hoop now.
Oh,
and it has to be fun. You don't want to have to go to the gym, and you don't want my prescription to be, okay, 2 hours a day, and then you'll have a perfect body. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So maybe grab some hand weights and do some shadow boxing, jumping jacks, rowing. All of these things are going to be very, very good for you.
Now, what if you do have problems with your knees? What can people do that's gentler but still going to get rid of some of that back fat and help shape up the butt and the rest of the body?
The rowing machine is my favorite cardio, honestly. And it should be fine on your knees. If your knees are really, really bad, mm-hmm. then you want to keep your legs stationary and just use your upper body. And you're going to work your back. It's really, really effective.
That's definitely. There's a certain rowing machine that I used to have years ago, and it's one of the best ones on the market, and I can't remember the name.
Concept 2, yes. That's the Mac Daddy. It's, you know, there may be others with bells and whistles, but in my club, Concept 2 is the one I go with. It's great, it's easy to use, and it's very, very effective. I say, minute for minute, if you go for the maximum amount of calorie burn, rowing machine is going to deliver that.
Oh,
and full body, it's going to work your butt, your legs, your core, your heart rate, your back, your arms, all of it.
You know, another thing I loved about your butt book is that you talked about different cardio exercises to go with the different body types. So this, the rowing machine, is that's good for everybody, like you're saying? Or are there...
Yeah, rowing machine is great for everybody.
Okay,
for
now,
sure.
What if you're a string bean? What kind of cardio and what kind of butt exercises are going to help give you a little
string
bit
bean,
of...
String bean, Ellen Barkin is quite beautiful, right?
Yeah, oh, yes.
54, comes in 4 times a week with me, very serious about her training. We're doing a lot of squats.
Okay.
And not barbell squats, but holding hand weights in front of her, propping up her heels on little plates, and really focusing on her quadriceps and her butt, and building a butt where none exists.
Oh, okay. And so that would work.
Very, very effective.
And that would work, obviously, for the banana body type, too, because there's not much butt there as well.
Here's the issue, the difference with banana. Remember, banana has hips.
Oh, that's right, banana has hips.
And squats are going to create a spread, and mm-hmm. you don't want to have a spread. So there are other exercises like the sumo lunge from the book, or lateral lunges with crossover, any of those moves. That would be great for building the butt, but not spreading the hips.
Oh, okay. Now, what's great about your book is everything that we're talking about, all the illustrations, which are really great, I love them, are in the book. So you can pick it up and it's easy to read and you've got great information. You also talk about some food stuff in the book that I want to get to and some other things. But speaking of food, I wanted to make sure we had time to talk a little bit about staying on track for the holidays, because that can be a really tough thing, not only to fit your workouts in, but also to not overeat. So if you have some advice for us, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, totally. I just got an interview, did one for a magazine online, and the first question was, what is the most common diet mistake that your clients make during the holidays? And I said the most common mistake they make is they forget about their diet. Mm-hmm. They sort of disconnect their brain and their belly. I cook Thanksgiving. I'm doing Thanksgiving for 20, from soup to nuts, all of it. And you know, there's indulgence, for sure. There's going to be pumpkin pie, and there'll be a pecan pie, and a Mississippi mud pie. And having a taste of that is fine. You know, having a taste of all of them maybe isn't fine.
I see.
So being smart, and really, you know, you work hard all year. You devote yourself to having a great body. You've got a 5-year-old daughter, so you're running around, and that's an exercise. And I have twin girls, so definitely, definitely getting my exercise in there too. But you gotta stay conscious about everything you put in your body. There are absolute no-nos, like cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Put cheese in your mouth, and it's going right to your hips.
Yeah.
So why? The Cooking Channel is probably the most frequently watched channel in my gym, in the cardio room, which I think is hysterical. And most of the women, and most of them are women, some men chefs, on the show, Rachel Ray and all these other girls, I don't know what is up with butter and heavy cream.
Yeah, I don't know.
What are they doing? It's 2009. America is fat. Type 2 diabetes on the rise.
Yeah.
So many things bad. Kids, fat. They shouldn't be eating all these things. Terrible.
Yeah, no, it's
so those
true.
Are the things, and they seem really obvious, but, you know, holiday comes and everything gets thrown out the window.
Yeah. I think your advice is, you know, you can't eat everything. So if you just take, I would say maybe just take a small portion of the things that you like the most. And also the whole thing about using a smaller plate, like the salad, the big plate you should use for vegetables and the small plate you should use for the things that you like. But yeah, you definitely want to indulge a little bit, but you don't want to go crazy. And what about making time to keep working out when you're shopping and preparing and getting ready for family and friends?
Well, for me, the whole idea of finding the time. The reason I wrote the book as a manual, take it anywhere. Take it in the office. Take it to the studio. 10 minutes. Do a series of 3 or 4 or 5 exercises. Very simple. Maybe get a little sweaty. Get your heart rate up. Connect your brain to your body so that you're energized. And that way, you're able to get exercise in a very doable way throughout the day.
Yeah, you know, you just mentioned the put your brain in your body, and I want to go back to the butt book for a moment. What you say is put your brain in your butt. And
brain in your butt. Yes, that's my, you know, it's very, I argued, I had final editing, you know, I'd self-published, but I still had an editor look at it, and it's going to be a first of maybe 4 or 5 self-published books. I decided, you know what, I need to do it on my own.
Good for you.
Tell my message, but one of the editors that was looking at it in a friendly way said, look, I don't understand this. I said, look, my clients know what I mean here. And when I explain it to you, you're going to know it too. You put your brain exactly where you want to work. If you're doing a squat or a sumo lunge or a plie squat, reverse crossover, whatever it is, if you're not feeling it in that specific part of your butt, you're not doing it right. So by staying engaged, you maximize the effectiveness of every repetition you do. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. You'll work a different part of your body. For legs, you'll end up working your quads, and you'll write me complaining that you know, I gave you bulky quads, or you'll hurt your knees.
About in the book, the MPRE, the maximum perceived rate of exertion. And there's some questions to ask yourself. Am I sweating? Do I feel my heart rate increasing? Do you find that people often think they're pushing themselves hard enough, but they're really not?
Yes, 100%. I had this conversation with a client 2 nights ago. He's 6'5", you know, 225, former basketball player. And we had this friendly little argument about whether he was jogging or running on the treadmill. And I said, at 6.5 miles an hour, for a guy in your shape, you were barely jogging. Oh. But I got sweaty. I know, but you get sweaty walking down the street. It's not. So, you know, you need to know, based on what your level of fitness is, you need to know. You got to push yourself past that point in a healthy way every time you do it.
Yeah, you know, I walk my dogs every day for an hour in the woods. I'm really lucky. I live in a town that's like 2/3 conservation land. And most of the time, I know that I'm not, you know, I'm not pushing it hard enough. Like, I'm taking in the surroundings and it's beautiful. And I think it's great to go on a nature walk, but I also need to learn how to focus more and to push myself harder. So this is very inspirational for me. I want to let everyone know that you're listening to 91.5 FM WUML Lowell. We're speaking with David Kirsch about his butt book and about addition about staying on track for the holidays. David, a question I had that's related to the butt in terms of being close in proximity are the thighs. And I just, a lot of women have trouble with the inner thighs. And
I know.
Oh my. And I think that's just, you know, this is the way women are made. I mean, I think we're supposed to have some jiggle, but I got a little too much. So if you have any sense, like I
got to tell you, okay. all five of those girls that I worked with last week for the show, the VS show, one of my pet peeves was the inner thigh, for sure.
So tough.
The plié squat, the wide stance squat, the lateral lunge, all of those things are amazingly effective for zapping that upper inner thigh area.
And
I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, it's the area that sort of falls outside of the bathing suit.
Yes.
And if you look in the mirror and you're not able to see light when you're looking with your feet together, there should be a space between your thighs.
Okay. Yeah, I've definitely got a space, but they just are not quite, you know, where I'd like them. Now, these women you were working with were really young, too. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So it makes me feel better that, you know, I'm youngish, but, you know, to know that even these young women who are professional models, that they have some areas that need tightening up, I think it makes regular women feel a little better.
I'm here to tell you that everyone has an issue. Okay. Everyone does.
Okay.
The most gorgeous, you know, want something so they can feel and look even better. And it's not just a physical thing. It becomes a mental, psychological thing, too.
Okay.
You want to feel on top of your game. You know, if I miss a day of workout, I'm not going to be fat. I'm not going to lose my muscle. But I'm not mentally going to be as sharp. And that's the key for me.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, when you work out, you just feel so much better. And when you're putting the right food in your body, it makes such a difference. Now, one thing I mentioned in the introduction was how amazing Heidi looks after giving birth. And if you can just, we only have a few minutes left, but what are some things women can do? Because I have a lot of moms that listen to the show, and it's really tough. You know, my body changed a lot after I gave birth, and I'm bounced back pretty well, but I definitely could use some help. And I know other women can too.
I mean, I think the butt book is key. I think one of the things that you want to do if you've had a baby and you're not doing it, get out and start moving your body. Walking, taking the stairs in your apartment building or in your house, moving your body. It's great for the girls. You know, you need to start doing that. If you're nursing, you need to keep calories up. If you're not nursing anymore, cut back. Get away from the carbs. When you're pregnant, your body is craving carbs. You need it, and you've got to do it. Not so much when you're not nursing and you've already had the baby. You need to start cleaning up the diet a lot.
That's true. And I actually read an interview, or actually saw a clip of you in an interview where you were talking about, you know, the way you eat throughout the day and a good way to eat. And you mentioned not having the carbs at dinner and having the carbs at lunchtime. And the carbs you were talking, you mentioned lentils, you mentioned quinoa. I think that's so important because I think not only are people eating too much white stuff, but they're also eating, even if they're eating whole grains, they eat too much of them all throughout the day. If you can touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, you want to eat energy food. So in the morning, oatmeal, some hard-boiled eggs, mostly the whites. That'll be then a protein shake, and I'll have a big salad with protein and grains, lentils, quinoa, brown rice, beans, any of those really power carbs. And then by 2 or 3 in the afternoon, that's it. No more carbs. And you're going to stick to, you can have some almonds. You can have protein shakes. You can have protein salads and greens. You're cutting back. Your day is waning. You don't need to have as much fuel.
Yeah, that's true. That's just so helpful. David, this has been so wonderful, and you have such a great personality, and I've so enjoyed speaking with you this morning. If you can tell people how to get in touch, how to learn more, how to go to your clubs and get involved with what you're doing.
Absolutely. For more information about everything I do, including my supplements, davidkirschwellness.com, and the book is available on my website, but also available at Barnes & Noble and bn.com.
Well, I want to thank you, and I encourage everyone to get the book. It's really great. It's fun. The exercises are enjoyable. And I love the illustrations of yourself. I mean, you're a gorgeous man, and the illustrations.
Oh.
The illustrations are terrific. And I really, you know, I hope you'll come back sometime and talk to us again. This was wonderful.
Listen, I have a next one coming out, Arms and Abs, probably within a month.
Okay, well, great.
So,
I'm so glad. I can use that as well.
There you go. Have a great, healthy holiday.
You too, David. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks. Now keep listening, because coming up in a moment is Tara Norberg, who's creator of GirlGoneHealthy.com. And if you want to reach me, it's yourhealthradio.org. We'll be back in just a moment.